We're getting reports that there has been an attack by Taliban terrorists on a university in northwest Pakistan. It has killed at least 19 people and injured 50. I believe we are joined on the line from Pakistan now by our correspondent Shazi Jalawi. Hello, Shazi, are you there?
Hi, yes.
Good, excellent. I'm sorry, it's slightly confusing here because this has only just happened, I know. What can you tell us about this? The reports I have here say at least 19 people have been killed and 50 injured. Is that right?
That's right. Details are still sketchy, but a senior member of the provincial government has said at least 20 people are reported to have been killed. The army is conducting a rescue operation. They are saying they have killed four of the attackers. The Pakistani Taliban said they ordered this attack, and it is obviously reminiscent of that horrific massacre at a school in Peshawar last year in which 150 people were killed, most of them children.
What are they trying to prove?
Well, they're trying to prove that they still retain the capacity to strike at will. If you remember, a year and a half ago, the Pakistani army went into North Waziristan tribal region. They carried out a massive operation. They're saying they've managed to dismantle safe havens. And we saw evidence of that last year in 2015 when acts of mass murder went down significantly. But the start of this year has seen an uptake in violence, especially in the areas around Peshawar.
Because there was obviously outrage after that attack on the school. Presumably, it'll be the same this time.
That's right. Imran Khan, the politician whose party controls this northwestern province, initially used to advocate negotiations and dialogue with Taliban militants. And his party had to essentially ditch that approach and call for stronger action after the massacre at Peshawar school. So politicians, by and large, agree that these militants have destroyed Pakistan. They've killed thousands of people. An army needs to go after them. The army is saying, we are doing the job, but every now and then they will succeed and there will be collateral damage.
And is the army fully behind this, or are there divisions within the army of people who are secretly perhaps sympathetic to the Taliban?
I think there probably are people who are sympathetic to Taliban, because remember, this goes back decades. The army was very close to these militants. It goes back to Afghan Jihad. But this army chief, Rahil Sharif, has been quite clear that he will go after them, and then now the entire army is behind him. What they're not doing is going after other kind of jihadis who are focused on India, for example. And that's where a lot of people worry, that if you go after a certain kind of militants who are targeting Pakistan and Pakistanis, but not the ones who are focused on Afghanistan or India, then you won't really succeed. And that's where we need to see the changes, according to many people in Pakistan.
Shazi Jalawi, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.